And so I know, for instance, that I've participated in two governance committee meetings before our LSB or our delegates assembly met on the 21st. And that was my introduction to this whole process. And so...
Okay, Benito, I think you need to wrap it up.
Yeah, okay, so basically all I'm trying to... what I'm leading up to is that I would like to support what I think Zandria was saying earlier, that we just need to, going forward, you know, we just need to maybe lay out the steps and the procedure on one sheet of paper, you know, and I'll take for granted that next time it won't be as confusing. You know, it's been a confusing several months. You know, and I think that has a lot to do with why some of us didn't know what we were supposed to do. So, you know, hopefully what happened to us can help to, as an example of what needs to be corrected. That's all.
Okay.
Alona to the stack,
please. Alona for the stack.
Okay. Alona and then Adrian.
And then Kim for the stack.
And then Kim. Okay. Go, Alona.
Okay. I started the time and I didn't want to interrupt. I'm keeping time. I have a stopwatch that I'm running.
Okay.
And we are, excuse me if I can get it. Yeah, we're 6 minutes and 40 seconds into the 20 minutes that was allotted for this discussion.
Okay. Thank you. Sir.
Sure. Benito, Celine just really, from what I understand from you, I understand your confusion, as, you know, I was there with you and was confused too. However, one thing that you said that you and I were not personally responsible to lobby six directors, that's something that will come later in the process. Now, basically, as Celine just explained, we were just supposed to have our ideas, and she just needed a window by which some time to make sure that she had them in order to put them on the website by June the 2nd. That's just it. But it wasn't our duty or responsibility at this time. There's still time to lobby, as you said.
William for the stack, that's incorrect.
Okay, hold on. Just let Alona finish. I'll put you on the stack, William. Go ahead, Alona.
My understanding from what Celine just said, that the July 17th, by July 17th, it's necessary to have approval by then. And so what I'm saying is that we have time now to not to do anything to what's up there, but if we need to feel the need to lobby the directors to vote in our favor. And we'll also have the opportunity, because our LSB would have to, not just the committee, but the entire LSB, once again, would have to approve not just the suggestions that we made, but those made by the other stations as well. And so we have time for that. Thank you.
Okay,
what's your question, Lawrence?
My question is, isn't this process already laid out in the bylaws other than the recent change that was made in terms of CIS directors, 1%? I believe Serene already said it ad nauseum, and we're still going around in circles chasing our tail with the same questions and the same confusion. I think we need to read our bylaws.
Okay. I don't think that was actually a point of information, Lawrence, but let's go on. On the list, I have Adriana and then William. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. The bylaws are clear. The first thing, the only discussion of the day, but the process is, once that was Serene was explaining, any proposed amendment to go like a proposed amendment need to have the signature of at least six directors. then it's a proposed amendment, and this is what we have in the web page. 45 days later, the DMV votes the proposed amendment. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm saying thank you to the one that is whistling.
Okay.
Is it?
No, I think it was okay, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying is we have the PMD will vote the amendments that are approved by the PMD will go to the five NSBs that have 60 days to vote. If three of the five that the PMD approved the amendment, then it's an amendment, not a proposed amendment. That's why the NSB don't vote till the PMB does it. Because if the PMB doesn't approve it, doesn't go, the amendment doesn't go to the NSB. That is the whole process.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, William.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat some of what Adriana just said. The prior speaker, maybe three speakers ago. Oh, I'm William Hairwagon from WBAI. The prior speaker, about three speakers ago, thought that there was, or thinks there's still a chance to get six directors, and I think Adriana said it. No, that period is over. That was June 2nd. That was, you know, May 26th, May 29th, and finally officially June 2nd. It's over. So the only amendments that can be voted on are on the website now. And the whole process is on the Pacifica.org website. It tells you clearly what the dates are and what the processes are. And so anybody who didn't understand it, for next process, next year, or if we do one later this year, that, no, we can't. That bylaw, that's one of the amendments if we can do more than one a year. Next time we do it, read everything carefully. Try to understand it because the ship has sailed. Now it's just the PNB votes, and whatever they pass, then the LSBs are entitled to vote on. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Okay. Anybody else for the speakers list?
Kim was on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. You certainly were. Go ahead, Kim.
I guess I should go back and read it, but I thought it was said that the LSBs could introduce their own amendments. So I'm not sure why that didn't work out for them. But
Kim,
nevertheless...
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. I don't think there's obviously a big problem here about lots of people not understanding and it not being clear to lots of different people. Because a lot of people are confused on the call tonight. So, what can I say?
Would someone like to speak to the issue of how an LSB can get a bylaws amendment?
Unless someone else wants to do it, I'm willing to do it. It's Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So a bylaw amendment is considered properly proposed if two LSBs vote by the majority of their full membership, not just those in attendance. So it's a 24-person board. 13 people would have to approve the proposal, and this would have to happen with the exact same language at two different LSBs before the notice date, and it would have to be submitted so that we could post it for the 45 days that says to members, we're considering these amendments. We'll be voting on these at the end of the 45-day period. A single LSB producing an amendment has no governance effect in terms of proposing bylaws.
Okay. Have we cleared the air on this? Are we ready to move on? Okay. I think it's clear that we need to do something about either making it easier to amend bylaws or making the process clearer to people. The next item on the agenda is the question of the records of the committees, and I guess I'm not completely clear on what that issue is. Would someone like to explain?
I think that was mine.
Yeah. Well, and George agreed with you. Yeah. So go ahead.
Sure, he didn't. But my proposal was that we go back and track and record and make available the membership of the various governing bodies, and essentially those would only be the LSBs and the PNBs. I think it would be good to know which people were on what committees of these at some, you know, but that's like the second layer, and not nearly as pressing. Even if it's to go back and look at, and I believe all of these records are required to be kept at the national office, and they were at the national office at one point. But, for example, a name comes up sometimes in discussion, and someone says, oh, yeah, that person used to be on such and such an LSB, or that person was on the PNB during such and such a year. But none of this is verifiable on the, except for those people who keep their own copious records. I just think that that kind of historic information should be available somewhere, and I would like us to determine whether or not any of those records still survive in the national office.
Okay. Okay.
So I would like to.
Do you have a motion?
Give someone an assignment. Yeah, I asked that Margie Wilkinson agree to track down the records of the membership of Pacifica's governance bodies since 2003.
Okay. If no one objects, I'm certainly willing to give it a try. I don't pretend to make any promises about what I'll turn up, but I'm certain.
Well, we didn't give you a deadline.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is there any objection to that? Good. Okay. So, hearing none, I will make an effort to do that, and I'll report back to the committee on what I find out. Okay.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay. So, George, are you here? We've lost George.
You should be able to hear me now.
There you are. Okay. So, you wanted to talk about.
So the idea would be to create in one place available on the website a record of the motions that the PNB actually passed over the years. They do exist to some extent in the archives on KPFDX, but you have to go back, you have to know when it was passed in order to find it, to find the actual wording. And it just seems like something we really need as an organization. Because it's often contentious. It's often a question of, well, what really was the rules here? What was the standing rules? I don't remember that. That sort of thing. So I say that, really what I'm hoping for is to find volunteers other than myself, who are willing to actually go back and do that. Much of that was done by Bill Groomer before a previous ED, before he left. So it's basically complete from, I'm not exactly sure when, but shortly after the new board took over, until the end of his tenure. But it requires a certain amount of digging after that. I think it will be a great service. I'm hoping we can get a work group of two or three people together who are willing to do it. We actually had some volunteers a while back, but everyone's suspicion. Anyway, the governance committee at that time voted not to do it. So I guess this is two part. One is that anybody wants to volunteer to do that. I'd be willing to work on it with a couple of other people. If there is, I'll make a motion that we that the Governance Committee approve the creation of such an archive. If there isn't, we'll forget about it.
this is, let me say what I'd be willing to do. Because I live in Berkeley and in proximity to the national office, I would certainly be willing to take assignments from the people who are doing this, or even just go into the national office and report back on what I find there. I know there are records. For example, I just recently saw a notebook, a series of notebooks that have minutes from PMB meetings. There's lots of gaps in those notebooks, but there I also was able to find something by just flipping through the pages and looking for something. It wasn't even my intention. It wasn't why I was there at all, but I did it, and it was interesting. So I think I think it's possible, and I would be willing, as I said, to work on it, but not. I don't want to volunteer to spend a lot of time on it. That's all. Okay. So, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I believe that I'm willing to work on that, but one of the problems is we don't have minutes of practically all last year.
I know.
Because we'll be interesting. If we have minutes, for the minutes will be easier, because in the minutes you have at least emotions that were passed. Right?
Yeah, there'll be lots of obstacles, but at least it's an opportunity to figure out what's going on, I think.
Yeah, we can confirm what I'm thinking is, once that you have it in the minutes, you can confirm. If you have any doubts, you can go to the audio. But when you don't have the minutes, it's here in 2, 3, 4 hours, maybe it's emotion. That's a little complicated. That's why we should have minutes.
Serene Felicia?
Go ahead, Serene.
So, I think I did hear some discussion about that on an earlier governance committee meeting, which has been in the past couple of months, so maybe it was mentioned, maybe it made it into the minutes. I have a very funky email situation, so I'm not going to even try to find them, but someone else maybe can try and see who volunteered last time and just remind them. But also last year in 2012, I was on the coordinating committee, which someone should pound one, which Richard Uzel was chairing, and because of the coordinating committee, on the coordinating, I'd raised the fact that, you know, we're like constantly repeating work, because although situations change, many of our issues remain the same, and they've been addressed by previous bodies, you know, and that we really do need to get the motions all in one place, and we've gotten a couple of suggestions from some listeners who, at least one specific member who was listening to the call at the time. And some of this can be done manually, obviously, where we don't have choices, but there are some places where it's available electronically. It's also a great opportunity for a listener volunteer maybe to contribute, who's not a member of any of the boards or committees or anything, and just wants to help do the research and help compile all of that. That would be great, and you can, if you want to do that kind of work and you're listening, you can write to pnb@pacifica.org. There's plenty of work to go around.
George, I think I would think that the discussion so far would lead me to conclude that it would be a good idea for you to make that motion.
William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Okay, William Hairwagon, WBAI. I just heard someone say, I think it was Anna, that we don't have any PNB minutes for last year, or we don't have all. Is the case that minutes were never prepared, or just that they haven't been approved, or, you know, anybody know?
Yes, I know. Have not been presented to the board, so I'm not necessarily saying they don't exist, but have not been presented to the board for approval. since about August of last year, except for the in-person meeting in Houston. And there, I think it was only minutes of the executive session that were actually approved. I'm don't quote me on that, but basically we're missing a significant pile of minutes from last year. And I don't know what the situation is with previous years, whether minutes were submitted or not. I have no idea.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Vanessa joined the call, just to let you know I'm here. I'm sorry.
Hi, Vanessa. Okay, anybody else on this subject? Are you with us, George? Are you going to make a motion?
I think I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So what I get so far, Margie, is you're willing to go to the national office and find what minutes exist.
Right, and make a report. Right.
And Adriana is willing to, I think, try to help fill in the minutes that we can't find there. Is that correct?
Yeah. That sounds right.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that the governance committee deputize the three of us to find out what we can about what minutes exist and to try to create a continuous record for the PMB of what motions were passed.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion? Good. Hearing none? Yes.
It's not an objection. It's an amendment, I guess.
Go ahead.
So it would be those three governance members and any other committee members, you know, who wish to join the effort.
Absolutely. No problem. Any volunteers? We're looking for you. All right.
PNB at Pacifica.org.
We'll bring it up again. We'll keep talking about it. Okay. Anybody else? I think that concludes our agenda, unless I missed something.
What's our next meeting date?
Doreen, when you get through with that, the issue of why, and I don't know if this is the forum to raise it, or maybe it's already been discussed, PSW's bylaws, proposed bylaws amendments never made it to the PNB. We did a lot of work. We met special meeting. I know I did a lot of work preparing stuff.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Vanessa. I saying I understood your question. I didn't realize I was interrupting you. I thought you were.
No. That's basically the question, that we put a lot of effort into it, and so I read an email. Maybe it's already been addressed, but if anybody can tell me what is it true and what happened, if that's true.
It has been addressed. It is almost completely true. Of the five things that were sent in, only one of them turns out to have been, quote, properly proposed. The only way a bylaw gets proposed, for consideration by first the PNB and then later by the five local stations, delegates, is a bylaw that has been proposed by six directors, six national board members, or by the majority of two separate LSBs, or via petition by 1% of the membership. So the proposals that came in had been supported by the LSB, but did not have the requisite numbers of director supporters or sponsorships. And, Madam Chair,
go ahead.
Could I have 2 minutes?
Sure.
I actually think that our meeting, the straw poll meeting on the 13th, introduced a significant amount of confusion into the process. The committee has no role in terms of voting on proposed bylaws, either by straw poll or some other mechanism. And it was particularly unhelpful to me because the results of that meeting were then not even utilized, you know. I would think that having invested the time to schedule a meeting and have the meeting, I would have, and this is not a personal criticism, it's just how I would have
it's what I expected would have happened, is that, you know, having convened such a meeting, seeing that there was, you know, strong support for X, less strong support for Y, to then take those results and say to the, at least to the directors on the committee who seemed to have support, well, please officially sign on to these motions. And the only motion that was discussed by the committee that night that got that kind of push through was the motion by our chair, our pro tem chair then, our chair now, you missed the election, Vanessa, to have the two bylaw proposal amendment periods per year. That's the only one of those motions that were discussed on the 13th that got a push. So
my understanding from every source I heard, and granted, I'm certainly no expert in any of this, but was that we, the governance committee, the LSVs, make proposals, and then there was a separate process after that to get the support of six PMD members, that it was two separate, but not that we had to do that as part of the effort to even have it. It seems like it was like part A and part B.
There are three legs to the process, as I would put it. One is properly proposing the bylaws, the notice period about the bylaws, the notice period to the public, to the membership about the proposed bylaw changes, and then the voting, which is PND first and then LSVs. So the going backwards, the LSVs will get whatever passes the PND on July 17th and will have 60 days to vote on it. Right now we're in the notice period, which began Monday. We have 45 days where the actual proposed changes are publicized on there on pacifica.org now. And the period preceding that was the period during which people needed to get the bylaws into consideration, the amendments into consideration, either by having six directors sponsor or endorse individual proposals, or having two separate LSBs sponsor or endorse particular proposals, or by doing a membership petition with regard to specific proposed proposals.
Serena, I appreciate the explanation. I don't know who to ask why. This is the first time I'm hearing this. I've never heard it explained that in order to even have it considered, this is what you have to do. And I thought that what we had to do was properly present it, say, here's an idea, here's the section of the bylaws that would be amended, propose the changes, and that the P&B would look at it and six members would either support it or not. And Benito's part of this process. He's a pretty knowledgeable, I consider him to be a pretty knowledgeable delegate. He didn't say anything about that process. Tony Norman, even though Tony and I don't agree on almost anything, he objected to some of the bylaws. He never said, well, this is the process. Maybe selectively so. I don't know if he's on this call, but none of the P&B members that I'm aware of, Jim Brown is also a PMB member, and the LSB had a separate meeting. We came out on a separate night just against bylaws. And he's a member, and he's been around for like ever, and he never said, this is the process. So now the process is crystal clear, and I'm not pointing anything at you. You're simply explaining it to me. I'm just wondering how there could have been such a serious miscommunication and what this process looks like that, you know, everybody's work pretty much goes down the drain.
I'm
going
to go
Tony, put us back.
Okay. Hi, Tony. I want to...
Can I just respond?
Hold on a second, Serene. I just want to point out that we have about 17 minutes left on this call, and so I'm saying that I think this is an important and useful discussion, so I'm not going to try and stop it, but I just want people to be cognizant of how much time we have and how long they speak when they speak, okay? So, who just asked to be on the... Serene wanted to respond. Serene, let me call on Tony first just because he hasn't had an opportunity to speak previously in this discussion, and then I'll call on you. Go ahead, Tony.
This is Tony. I just wanted to correct the record. I was at that meeting. I did explain the process for amending and proposing bylaws at our LSB meeting and our special LSB meeting. And I also expressed my reservation and objection about some of the bylaws and the process that they were proposed. So I just want to make that clear. I did explain my understanding, which is similar to Serene's. Now, whether people understood it or not, I can't vouch for that. But I did at our LSB meeting explain the process, and I explained my objections to some of those amendments and the process that they were proposing them. So I just want the record to reflect that. That was made crystal clear at our special LSB meeting.
All right. Thank you. I'm Serene.
Okay. So I am going to make an effort to go back and listen to the Governance Committee meeting of, remember we had a meeting about...
Excuse me, just the time for this is up time, 20 minutes that we allotted is the budget.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was just trying to answer.
No, I just wanted to let you know...
Decide what to do.
All right, well, go ahead, Serene, and finish your thought, and then we'll...
Yeah, because I thought I made many of these same arguments on the 6th, and I thought we understood the timeline then. But I grant that among, you know, Pacifica governance heads, there are people with various levels of experience. There are people who have been more involved in one aspect, you know, in certain aspects than others, and certainly there's plenty of room to not be clear about stuff. But the process for amending the bylaws has been posted on Pacifica.org since the PNB voted on it in April sometime. And I know that we discussed, you know, proposals and when to make them. And it was, even one of our meetings was conditioned on the fact that the deadline for submitting them was the 26th, and there's no point, because I think initially someone had proposed that we have this bylaw discussion meeting that is, you know, listed on KPFTX as a bylaw voting meeting, which I think confused people, as I said. It was proposed for the 27th, and at the time when I objected to the 27th, I said, well, you know, if something is to come of the discussion, there's no point in having the meeting the day after. And we therefore moved it up and met, I think, I think that was the 13th where we met. And various people came out with several ideas, and there was some straw poll voting. And I did not understand that people were unclear about the process or what was possible within what period of time. And I know that I also wrote to the LSB chairs, you know, sort of saying, hey, share this with your membership. I don't know if that was done in every case. I understand that, you know, chairing isn't a full-time paid job and some people have to work for a living. But all I can say is that the amendment to have a second bylaw change period, as I skimmed it, did not bar us from putting it into effect this year. So that if it were to pass the PNB in July and then the LSBs from August, you know, through September, then we would have a chance to do this again, and we should start building towards that now in terms of preparing specific bylaw changes, because many things are good ideas but not necessarily well presented or, you know, well thought out, I think. And I don't mean from the PFW-LSB. I mean even some of the stuff that I'm seeing now on Pacifica.org, frankly.
Okay. All right. I think that, thank you, Lona, for reminding us, and that brings us, I think, to the end of our agenda and our meeting. Unless unless there are objections, I think we'll say good night.
Here you are, understanding.
Hold on a second. Benito, yes, what was your question?
Well, not a question, but someone suggested earlier that a few minutes ago that we needed to deal with the next meeting date, and it occurs to me, I'm not totally sure, but I get the impression that the governance committee has the meeting on the first, the first Tuesday of the month. And so since this is a different group, I think that we ought to confirm or verify or the date or change it, you know, according to the needs of the current membership.
Okay. I see. So the question Benita is raising is that we meet, this body meets on the first Tuesday of the month. Is there anybody, I don't know if we should do this this way or if George should send something out. What do you think, George? Do you think you should send out?
Well, this body has been meeting the first Tuesday of the month for some time. I would be loath to change it. I'd be even loath to chair the committee which tried to find another date. But it is up to the committee. My vote would be leave it Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month.
All right. Is there any objection to that? Does anyone have a problem with that? Okay, good. Let's not try and change what is what's currently working. I'm sorry?
Pat.
Who is Pat? Oh,
Pat Logan.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
You have a problem. You want to?
Yes, I want to just mention about the meeting date for July and ask how close that's going to be to the 4th.
Yeah.
And is this going to constitute a problem? I don't think, in general, we should change the meeting day from Tuesday, but possibly for next month, we should do that.
Okay. Thoughts on that? It's because it's the 4th is on a Friday, and this is will be the Monday after the 4th. Is that your concern, Pat?
One of information, please.
Yes. Who is that?
I thought that you had presented the question that we leave the date the first Tuesday, and that there was no objection to it, so I don't understand what this discussion is, and I want to make you aware that we have 10 minutes left on the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that correct, my point of information?
Yes, you're right. And so it's the first Tuesday. I'm sorry. And George says that we've been meeting on this date for eons, so I am now asking if there are any objections to the first Tuesday.
Yes. George, at the end of the staff.
Go ahead, George.
I don't have a calendar in front of me, but if you're correct that the 4th is a Friday, then the 1st is a Tuesday, it's 3 days before the weekend, I don't see there's any problem.
Okay, good. Anyone else on that issue?
Go
ahead.
Well, you know, in New York, the schools last long, right? So kids aren't even going to be out until the middle of the week before. And many families that I know, and we will not, have events that cover, like we have the African Arts Festival in New York. We're going to begin that earlier in the week. So why can't we just do it on the 8th of Sinai?
Yeah. I think we better stick to our Tuesday and not try to change it because we'll...
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, we in KPFP, we used to have the same first Tuesday of the month, the local government. But because we decide that the PMB will be the first Tuesday of the month, we change ours.
Okay.
I think that we should stick whatever we have, because if not, it's a ripple effect. We change.
Okay. All right.
I have a question for George.
Oh, go ahead.
So since you don't have internet access, and I can go ahead and lock in the first Tuesdays for the rest of the year, but you're still responsible for posting the agenda. Should I go ahead with that? I can't hear you.
Okay, if your question was, am I okay with that? Yes, I am. Please go ahead and do it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. So I think that concludes our deliberations. We'll meet on the first Tuesday in July. Yes?
May I ask a question, please? Who's the new chair?
George.
But he's not chairing tonight?
No, he's in a car, and so he asked someone else to chair. So I'm sorry. You came on the call after we had the conversation.
I'm just
stepping in as a kind.
Gotcha. Okay.
I do not want this responsibility, believe me. Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.